I was focusing on the burp, but I was gonna say I have a pimple patch that my sister bought. She's like, it doesn't work. I'm like, well, I got one forming. Let me see if it works. It stayed. My sister just doesn't know how to put it on. And she wasted three.
I've been using this TikTok shop collagen mask, and I love how my skin feels in the morning. But like today, Andres walks into my room at 8:20 a.m. and he's like, I gotta be at work at 9. Can you take me?
This bitch.
Like, I guess I can. So
I'm
I just
sorry.
kind of,
Why didn't you tell me the night before?
yeah, exactly. I just kind of peeled my mask off, brushed my teeth, put a sweater on, and went and dropped him off to work. So all day people have been telling me, you're peeling, you're peeling. I'm like, well, not, I already washed my face. I washed my face before coming down. But I'm like, I haven't even washed my face. I just brushed my teeth.
Yeah, no, normally I'm fine. But with my family over, I have chuchería in the fucking pantry right now. I bought a party size Cheetos and Doritos Cool Ranch yesterday. And we had Inca Kola for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I love Inca Kola.
What else? We bought Mountain Dew, Baja Blast, and
I don't like Mountain Dew.
I don't like Mountain Dew either. That's from Angie and Ernesto. And then brisk for me and if my mom wants.
I like Diet Coke, ginger ale, orange soda, and I
Ginger
prefer
ale, orange
Sunkist.
soda. Sunkist, yeah.
I prefer Sunkist to Fanta or Crush.
I'm gonna try the difference. Because Fanta, I
There
can
is a
understand.
difference.
Fanta just tastes weird. It doesn't taste the same as it used to.
Tastes like chemical. You know, it's like if you're taking cough medicine that tastes like orange. I still drink it. It's not my preferred.
Weirdest thing, because you're talking about cough medicine, you know the medication Robitussin? I love the taste of it. I love it.
So, I have a kiddo, I have a client. They give her no sugar. Like
Okay.
she's sugar free, lactose free, gluten free,
God
right?
damn, that's a complicated diet.
Yeah. This girl loves medicine. Pepto adores it. Cough medicine asks for it. Like she'll fake being sick so they'll give her medicine. And the mom's like, why is she doing this? I said, well, that's the only sugar she consumes. So she
That's hilarious.
was like, what do I do? I said, I can tell you what I did with my kid. I convinced him ice and tea fixes everything. He's 23 to this day, and when something hurts, he comes and asks for tea. So I'd say give her tea.
Oh
If
my
after
God.
the tea she's still complaining, then give her medicine.
I mean. Oh my God. But yeah, Pepto, it's a hit or miss for me. Sometimes I'll like it because you know that minty taste. And sometimes I'm just like,
I get the tablets, the cherry flavored tablets.
No, the cherry, the tablets overall, I don't know, they stay in my teeth and it doesn't taste good. I don't like
No,
it.
but it works faster and you taste it for less time.
So the first time I tried it, yes, it did work faster. But then I don't know why every time after that, when I buy the tablets, it doesn't work as fast. So I just
That's
buy literally
amazing.
anti-diarrheal, the little gel tablets.
Yeah.
That shit works like that.
Oh, well, I use Pepto mostly for heartburn.
Yeah, it doesn't help me for heartburn.
Oh, it helps me a lot for heartburn, especially when I have the acid coming up into my mouth. Pepto fixes it really quick.
Does not help. For me, it's Alka-Seltzer.
Oof, I can't. I think
The lemon
Alka-Seltzer
lime one.
cirrhosis. Oh no. No. I hate spicy water, and Alka-Seltzer is just spicy water on crack.
Spicy water? You mean carbonated water?
Yes.
Ow, son of a bitch, my arm.
What happened to your arm?
I don't know. I don't know if I slept wrong or what, but I even put a kinesiology tape, and it hasn't really helped because whenever I put weight on it, like I'm leaning on my chair and I'm leaning forward, And it hurts like a bitch. So I don't know if
So
I have to wrap it a certain way.
I was trying to find out how that tape works. Because I was like, what's the science behind this tape? Because I also use it. I use it for my wrists. I use it for my elbow. And sometimes my ankle. And like on my wrist, I immediately feel the relief. Like it's immediate. And I was reading and reading and reading and reading. And apparently it's just, I forgot the word. The word left my brain. Placebo.
See, I did research on it too, and it was saying that it helps to reduce inflammation and helps for the
But
blood flow to circulate.
where did you get that information from? What was the source? Because I
Can't
also
remember.
found that information from their website.
Okay.
All that information you told me, I found it, but I was like, okay, but how? What's the science behind it? How is it helping me with inflammation? How is it helping with blood flow? What is it doing outside on my skin, stretching it or whatever it is doing it? How is that having all of these effects that help me feel better? And that's where I came to nothing.
Well, see, I keep looking through like Orthopedic Associates Inc., Hospital for Special Surgery, Healthline.com.
Yes, but how do they do that?
Don't
How do they
fucking know,
improve
dude.
your blood flow? How do they reduce inflammation?
Maria, if it's a placebo effect, I'm okay with it. I have a
I'm
fucking
okay with it
like.
too, I'm telling you. I use it. I have it in my drawer and I use it all the time.
But you know what's the weirdest thing? I used it for my wrist because I have a cyst, a ganglion cyst on it, and it was bigger. But then when I started using the tape, it got smaller.
Well, the ganglion cysts are called Bible cysts. Do you know why?
Oh God, is it because of the whole like hitting it with the Bible to make it go away? I refuse
Yes.
to do that.
No, don't do that because you can fuck up all the little bones in there. I'm not telling you to do that. But when you're putting the tape, you're putting pressure on it, which might pop it and make it smaller.
Possibly. I have another one on my neck, but my massage therapist is gonna be the one to get rid of that one because that
Okay.
one's huge.
I had one here. I had one on my wrist, but on the top, not at the bottom.
Oof. Ouch.
But the surgery is really quick. Client's mom recently had it.
I refuse. I refuse. They told me they put a needle in there and they aspirated or no sé qué. I'm like, hey,
See?
if I have to be awake, no.
But you don't see it. Now, mine was worse because I had the cyst and I also had a torn ligament. So actually, my cyst formed from the torn ligament.
Ouch.
That's painful.
No, for me, it formed like immediately when I was with a client. And then I went to go sit down on the carpet because it was circle time. And I had put my hand down first, and then I guess like I just threw myself down. I didn't gracefully go down. And as soon as I did that, I felt a pop, and I was like, what the fuck? And I look, and it's this huge ass ball, and I'm here freaking out because I've never had a ganglion cyst. So I was like, oh shit, oh shit. That's it. I broke my wrist. I broke my wrist. What do I do? Oh shit. Oh shit.
Poor Ernest, I can imagine the phone call he got. Did you call him or did you text him?
No, I texted him. I'm like, something formed on my wrist. I don't know what happened.
He was
I
probably so stressed out.
listen, with all my health issues, he's desensitized to
I
it.
don't think he is, because he said he's constantly stressed out because of your health. I don't think he's desensitized.
On
That's why
the
when you
outside, he looks
started.
desensitized.
That's why when you started this story, I was like, poor Ernesto.
I think I went to the doctors that same day, and then that's how they told me it was a ganglion cyst, or they think it's a cyst, and I'm like, I don't know. It's just a ball, and it's hard. And it's not hard, but it's there. And then I had to get an MRI, and I went to a hand surgeon, and yeah, he said it's a ganglion cyst. But he did tell me that if I get the surgery, it could come back. So I was like, fuck
Yeah.
that.
They always come back. Mine came back. So here, it's gone now. I'm showing Cairo the palm of my hand around my pinky finger. There used to be a
You
little
had it
ball.
there? Oh, God.
No, it wasn't. It was something else. And
Oh.
it was hard and it was tiny and round like a pearl. And I went to the hands. So my hand surgeon that did my wrist, she was amazing. But when I went back to her almost 15 years later, when my wrist was hurting and when the little ball came out there, her PA was someone else. Because when I went with her 20 years ago, she had a different PA. And the new PA she had, I didn't like him. I did not like him at all. So I was like, you know, with doctors, surgeons and stuff like that, typically you see them once or twice and then the day of the surgery. So who I was going to have to deal with was with the PA. So I decided to switch. So I went to another one, and my hand surgeon liked getting the disc of the MRI, and she would look at the images herself. She wouldn't read the report. She also would touch you. She would touch your wrist. She would touch your hand. You'd leave there with pain. So this doctor, I took him the disc, and he's like, I don't want the disc. I want the report. I said, okay, so I'll have them fax you the report. Yeah, you can keep the disc. Didn't look at the disc. Then he touched my hand here, and he says, that needs surgery. That needs to be removed. Then he touched over here, barely, not like touched, but he's like, oh, that also needs surgery. Then, oh, I got the report. Yeah, you need surgery. He's like, talk to the, and he's like, all right, I'll talk to you. Wednesday works for me. Walked out the door. I was like, nah. So then I went to my PCP, and she felt my hand, and she's like, it's blah, 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 blah. You can remove it if it's painful, but if it's not painful, sometimes they just disappear. And it would be painful sometimes, but not all the time. So I was like, I'm not going to do anything. And then the other day, I'm like, my hand hasn't hurt in like a good 2-3 months, and it's gone. It's no longer there.
Nice.
So.
It used to hurt in the beginning, but now, no. Like, I would have to wear a brace or use the tape, but now I haven't felt it in God knows how long.
Yeah. My wrist does hurt, this one, but that's because the ligament is torn again, but it's going to stay torn. I'm not going to fix it. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not. I refuse. That's a Paramore song, by the way.
I don't know it. The only Paramore song I know is Decode and Misery Business. I don't know
Decode.
I think Decode was from the Twilight movies.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I wasn't that into Twilight.
Wait, is it called Decode? Pretty sure.
Which one is I refuse?
Yep, Decode.
I think I refuse is from Misery.
I don't remember. Listen, when I say I've heard the song, it means that I've heard it. Not that I listen to it often.
Yeah, Misery Business. It's from that song. So I was listening to episode 2, and we cannot record when I have a migraine. I think I texted you this.
Yes.
Jeez.
Because the Spanglish comes out, sentences don't sentence.
Words and, just disappear.
Happens a lot.
I slur.
It's like filming with a drunk person.
Thank God this is their second opinion of me, because God damn.
Right? To hear this all the time, it's like, wait, is she drunk all the
okay?
time?
Is she okay? Did she accidentally do something? No. It was bad. I had a really bad migraine that day. You could see also in the video, my eyes are tiny.
Your eyes are tiny, and then with the ice pack, it kind of helped, but not really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't had a migraine in a while. Let's hope it continues like that. Though I think spring's going to bring the migraines again.
That's not fun.
Nope.
Well, you still got a while until spring comes around.
Yep.
March.
I like that my backyard is spooky. Have I told you that?
Yes. Oh. If only you guys could see the pictures that she posed. There was one that she did, like, where it was nighttime. You could see the moon and the stars surrounding it. It looked extra spooky. It looked really nice, though.
I love the spookiness. I love the dead trees. Well, they're not dead, but, you know. Yeah. Well, if they go on my Instagram, there's a reel about my spooky backyard.
Did I tell you that we almost ran over a possum the other night?
Pobrecito.
We were driving. Ernesto was the one driving, and we're going around the corner, going to our driveway, and I see something. I'm like, "Baby, possum! Possum! Stop! It's a possum! It's a possum!" He stopped, and then we see the possum just because it went under the car or like in front of the car. I was like, "Oh fuck! Did you run it over?" But no, we saw it run to the little forest area in
Good
front of
thing it
our.
didn't decide to pretend to be dead.
Right? No, that bitch ran. But then Amelia had to poop. So I took her out to the backyard. She went to go poop. And who was it? I think my sister was like, "Are you gonna go pick it up?" I'm like, "Hell no. First off, it's dark. Second, we just saw a possum come out of our fucking backyard. No, I'm not gonna go pick it up. It's staying out there until I pick it up."
I get it. It's
Just a
cold.
disclaimer, this was days ago. I still haven't picked up the poop.
That's your disclaimer. It's still out there.
Yep,
You're
it's
gonna
still
have
out there.
flies.
It's far away from the house. It's next to a tree. It's fine. Natural manure for the grass.
You're funny. You've had fun with your family?
I did. Wednesday, we actually went to Disney Springs because my mom's never been to Orlando.
Okay.
So, and she's never been to Disney, but Disney is expensive. So we took her to Disney Springs, and then they have this Christmas tree scavenger hunt where they have 21 different themed Christmas trees, and they give you a map with stickers. You have to put the sticker for the themed tree in the correct slot, and then you get a button at the end of it.
Nice.
She
That sounds
enjoyed it.
fun. So for everybody who's not for Florida, cover your ears because I don't want you guys crowding the parks. But February is the time to go. They used to have specials, like you buy one park and you get all three.
Oh shit. All right. I did not know that.
Yeah, because that's their low season.
Yeah, don't think about visiting, guys. I need to try to go at least once with my mama.
Yeah, check out February. That's when they have that special. I know the price of the tickets are way higher now, but when Andres was little, that's when we'd go and it was like 110 because you get one park and you can go to all three. Now it's not the park hopper where you can go one park several all parks one day, but you can go one different park every day.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check that out. See if we go, because we're still trying to figure it out. Because we were thinking
Yes.
March, but now that you
Awesome.
said February, yeah, I'll ask and see, and I'll look around that time.
Okay. Yeah.
Bueno. Okay. I only went to Magic Kingdom once years ago with when I used to work at Publix, and that's it. I don't remember
Yeah.
which much of it. Yeah, that and
But not
SeaWorld.
the price isn't that big of a difference from Universal.
What's the price of Universal? I know Magic Kingdom is 110.
And Universal is like 100.
Is it? It
I don't
went
know. You're
up?
the one that lives near it, didn't you go?
Yeah, the last time I went was in 2018. And I only know this because for our 1 year anniversary, I made a book for Ernesto and I for and that I gifted to him. And so in that book, I created memories that we have done on specific dates. And one of them was somewhere in 2018 where we went to Universal for my birthday.
But yeah, the prices seem very different. I don't know. I thought you told me that you had gone recently.
No. I went to Dollywood. That's
You
the
need to
amusement
make
park I
friends
went
with
to.
someone who works at the park.
Right? So far, I don't know anybody. Let's see. Universal Studios. Wait! 174
For Universal?
for
You have to look for
Universal.
resident prices. Florida resident. Damn, I lost my
Florida
Florida
resident,
resident
yes.
discount.
Okay. Florida resident passes for less than six. I guess. Let's see. Oh, but this is a seasonal pass. No. I need park
2 days,
tickets.
buy a 2-park day, get a 2-day ticket, and 2 days free.
Oh, yeah. Universal Studios. $119. God damn, it went up. Volcano Bay went up too.
Everything goes up. But they have a special. 2 free days.
For what? For Universal? Yeah, but I don't. Ooh, Epic. I need to go there. Epic Universe. And I
Visit one
weren't.
park per day, Universal Studios floor, blah, 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 blah. Valid for 4 calendar days. So you buy 2 tickets and you can go 4 days. It's not bad.
Nice. I have to see who goes, though. Because Ernesto doesn't go on roller coasters. I need someone to go with me on roller coasters.
You won't go alone?
No. It's not so much that I won't go on the roller coaster by myself, it's the lines. Just
But
standing
he
there.
can do the line with you and then go to the parent waiting area
I don't remember those.
or the parent swap area or whatever it's called.
I didn't know they had that.
They do.
Parent waiting for his
Look,
child.
40% off on a 4-day ticket for Florida residents.
For Universal?
For Disney.
Magic? Y'all putting these tickets now when I'm broke as a joke?
I have the need to travel so bad, but I'm trying to be a responsible adult and have a responsible amount of emergency fund before I travel. But I don't want to be a responsible adult. I want to be on my way to Greece right now.
Oh shit, that sounds beautiful.
See? I also got a quote to go to Antarctica.
I'm
Not going
jetty.
to be doing that anytime soon, but it's on my to-do list. Not my bucket
Antarctica.
list, to-do list.
To-do list. What's the difference? The bucket list, isn't that what you want to do though?
That's things you want to do before you die. Your to-do list is stuff you have to do because it's on the to-do list.
My bucket list, I have skydiving, but I'm not sure if I'll ever do that.
Have I ever told you why I'm against skydiving?
Because of the parachute malfunctions?
Nah.
No, then
I don't
why?
like the idea of paying to jump off a plane. That's fine.
Oh my God. I'm done. I'm done. Now, what happens if you're on a flight? God forbid. You know what? I'm knocking on wood right now. And something happens and you have to grab a parachute and jump off of it.
Something's wrong with the plane. I'm getting the fuck off it. But I'm not paying to jump off a good plane. And many times more than what a one-way ticket costs.
Haven't checked prices.
I think it's like 200 and up.
Yikes! Now I'm really not doing skydiving. I've seen even indoor skydiving is expensive.
Rocky Mountain climbing. I'm gonna look Google for skydiving prices.
That is ridiculous.
So, basic tandem skydiving typically costs between $200 or $300. With $300, I can make it to California and back. But I am paying to jump off a good plane with the possibility of getting hurt.
Oh no, man. I've always wanted to try it.
You should. I'm not telling you not to. I
No,
said
I
be like.
know. But okay, so I seem to have a fear of heights sometimes. And I don't know how I feel about just looking down and just falling. You know, what if the par and then there's that thing. What if the parachute malfunctions?
There's usually a second one.
That makes me feel better. I also want to do
So,
bungee diving, but
I
bungee
want to do
jumping.
bungee jumping.
But I'm
That one I
scared.
want to do.
I've seen videos of the just yeah.
Also want to do it. I just don't know if I trust anyone enough to do it.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, oh, that looks safe. Fucking thing unhooks off my feet. That's it. I'm dead.
Breaks. You seen the Big Bang Theory episode
Which one?
where which one where Sheldon's like, I'm not afraid of heights, I'm afraid of falling. Being afraid of heights is irrational. And then he goes rock climbing with I don't know the dude's name.
Hold on. Shit, what's his name?
Shmitsky.
Wow, I can't remember. Hold on.
This appears significantly more monolithic than it did on my
Barry Kripke.
laptop.
Very cryptic.
One expects to see hominids learning to use bones as weapons. You afraid of heights, Koopa? Hardly. Fear of heights is illogical. Fear of
Logical.
falling, on the other hand, is prudent and evolutionary.
You're falling is
Yep.
proven.
And then he passes out when he barely made it halfway.
Yeah. And he just floats and he wakes up, he's so excited, he passes out again. But so ABA question, Caro. He said that fear of falling has been proven
To be illogical.
No, I think he says something about evolution. Let me. I'm
Mary,
gonna.
what would you say is the minimum altitude I need to achieve? What would you say? You're falling, on the other hand, is prudent and evolutionary.
Proven an evolutionary.
So that means that the behaviors or the fear of height is something that has kept us alive as a species, right? Therefore, we are careful not to walk off ledges. The behavior of walking off ledges, evolutionarily speaking, has been chosen because it keeps us alive. There's a word for this that you and I went over, you know,
It's
because
one of the dimensions.
behaviors are selected blank and blank.
Behaviors are select. Son of a bitch. This is one of the dimensions, isn't it?
No, it's not one of the
Oh,
dimensions.
it's not?
No.
Then you got me.
So I'm going to give you ontogenic behaviors.
Onto what?
Ontogenic.
What is that?
That's that the organism selects behaviors based on personal experience, right?
Oh, but that's contingency behavior.
Okay, but that's I can't pronounce it. Ontogeny, right? And then there's the
Okay.
other one, which is
Well, if we're talking about contingency, then rule governed is the other
no,
one.
we're not talking about contingency. We're talking about how species select behaviors.
No,
So
see.
behavior, according to behavioral science, right? It's deterministic, right? Behavioral science is deterministic.
Doesn't just happen just because.
Yes. And it's selectionism, right? We select behaviors.
Ontogeny and phenology,
Ontogeny and phylogeny or phylogenic, I can't pronounce it, but yes, that's where I was going.
Oh, but that's one of the yes, that's one of the
Let's go
that's
over the seven dimensions of ABA.
Oh no, then I'm not confusing it for I'm confusing it for not dimensions, the other one. Because there's determinism, empiricism, pragmatism. I forgot what those are called.
What are
So I
they
confused
called?
it. I wasn't talk it wasn't the dimensions I was talking about. It was something else, but I knew where I was going with it. I just didn't remember what the name was. Hold on.
Philosophical underpinnings.
Philosophical assumptions. That's what it
Assumptions.
was. I knew what I was talking about. I just confused the names. See, I know my stuff. I just confused it.
Right. But what are the seven dimensions? I'm gonna leave you alone. I'm gonna leave you alone.
No,
It's
back
okay.
page. Behaviorism, applied, technological, conceptually systematic, analytic, generalization, or yeah, that's the word.
Generalization.
And then effective.
There you go. Gato.
See,
I'm
I told you,
surprised.
I know them. I just forgot philosophical assumptions. Yeah, back cage. Or how you remember it, get a cab. But
Get a
I
cab.
remember back cage. Hey.
I was sending you and Danny pictures of the decorations because you said bat cage. And she's like, I want to see how your house looks. Do you know the contrast of when it's not Christmas and when it's Christmas? Because, but I go, no, you're not going to see that because everything that's not Christmas gets put away. And we just bring out all the Christmas stuff. She's like, ah, oh, I thought it was going to look like Nightmare Before Christmas. And now I kind of want that, but I know that I would have to go buy all new stuff.
And
But
then have
like,
to put it up.
I don't want it on the nose Nightmare Before Christmas. But I was just thinking, how cool.
The color scheme.
Oh, I, no. Instead of ballerinas on my tree, I could have pink skulls. How cool will that be?
If you were okay with, painting and the artistic side, the ballerina dresses, you can do different ones to look like Sally's dress
Yeah.
or the Pumpkinkins, Jack's
Well, that's
suit
the thing.
thing.
That's what I'm telling you. I don't want it to be on the nose, Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, I don't want actual Jack and Sally. I just want it to be Halloween and Christmas.
Oh,
So that's what I'm
gotcha.
saying. Instead of ballerina skulls, right? And I don't know, instead of the, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't, I'm not going to think too much into it because I've spent
Then you're gonna want to buy them.
yeah, I've spent a lot of money on my current theme and I'm happy with it. And every year I get super excited to go on Macy's and buy ornaments. So, not going to do that to myself. Not going to do that to myself. I told you my tree didn't fit.
No, you did not. And I sent you a picture.
Oh, that is so cool. Where is that from?
Google. That way you don't have to find out where exactly to get it.
It's pretty cool. No, but I'm not gonna switch. Not gonna switch
Oh, there's a pink
the
skeleton doggy.
theme. Oh, the picture I sent you of the, it's very blurry.
Which one?
Of the stairs.
No, but I can still see the design.
Yeah.
I wish I had stairs so I can. Yeah, it's not blurry on my end.
I wish I didn't have stairs.
Oh no, Ernesto and I are happy that finally the new house that we got doesn't have stairs. Because the
Yeah,
one in
no.
Homestead was a
The thing
pain in the
is,
ass.
this house, the kitchen's upstairs. So get the groceries up there.
Yeah, no.
Now, the other day I had to do it on my own. I was like, F this. Never going grocery shopping unless my son can go. Oh, I gotta send you a picture of my Santa.
Basket service. Put the groceries in a basket, have
Yeah.
them put bring it up in a pulley, do a pulley system for the groceries.
No. I made a list. I said next house I buy needs to have a garage that goes straight into the kitchen. So you know,
Oh,
you
yeah.
go in reverse and you literally from the trunk to the kitchen. Call me lazy. It's okay.
No, it's I've seen one where this couple, they did like a hidden door that leads to the kitchen. So you just open the little door, put all the groceries through. Because when you open the garage door, it didn't lead to the kitchen. So they just created a little door where they just push all the groceries through
Literally.
to the kitchen. Yeah.
I think all houses should be designed where the garage and the kitchen meet.
Oh, I think ours does actually. But we don't use the garage, it's full of shit. So I have to walk from the driveway all the way to the front of the house and then go to the kitchen. But it's okay. Ernesto, it's so funny. So we come back from the grocery store, we go to the trunk, I open the trunk. First thing he does is this. So he holds his hands out and I just start loading the bags
The
onto his
stuff.
arms. Yep.
That's when Andres
We're
is
a
here, it's
one
not a
trip
problem.
family.
No, sometimes it's not able to do one trip because we do one big grocery haul, one small. So the small one is easy, one trip, but the big one, F that.
I don't know,
Because
we
you
need
know,
to do
my mom
groceries once a week.
caters, so she got hired.
Yeah.
She got hired. She cooked several Thanksgiving dinners. So there was like two hams,
Jesus.
three turkeys. Who was up in the house? 16 libras.
My sister cooked her first turkey and it
Yeah.
came out so juicy. Yes. Because normally I don't eat turkey. Because any times I've ever tried it from anybody's house except for my friend's house, it was always dry. So I didn't like it. So then my sister, she was like, oh, I'm gonna make the turkey. I'm just gonna get a small one because it's for Ernesto. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it. But if it doesn't come out, juicy, whatever, I'm not gonna eat it. And then I tried a piece. I'm like, holy shit, Angie, you did a good job. It came
My
out so
mom's.
juicy and delicious.
But you've had turkey at my house.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, the first
Turkey?
Thanksgiving in Miami, yeah.
Are you sure? Because maybe you made turkey and I just didn't grab any.
Maybe. But my
That could have
if you
been a
did, you missed
possibility.
out because my mom's turkey is yummy.
Yeah, no. I'm very picky when
Not
it comes to
this time,
turkey.
because this time we didn't make turkey because we couldn't find turkey.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, I'm pretty sure that
Where
it was
you.
a you provided it, but I just didn't get it.
Maybe that was it. The one where you asked, what's her name if she was pregnant?
Oh, no. No, I remember that Thanksgiving perfectly. Guys, she's never gonna let me live this down. There was a friend that she invited to the Thanksgiving. And mind you, we all work together, so I know her. And my mouth, I apparently I didn't learn from the last time it's happened to me. I go and I see she's in a black romper, right? She's already got two kids. Her husband is there as well.
And a whole Thanksgiving dinner.
She didn't eat yet.
You did it before she ate?
Yes. Which is even worse. So I look at her, I'm like, oh my God, you know, I love the romper or the jumpsuit. You know, it looks really cute. Oh, thank you. Also, when are you, I don't know if I asked her, when are you due or congratulations? One of the two, whichever one it was, it was still a bad idea, guys. Because she looked at me with a face and she's like, I'm not pregnant. I'm like, okay. Shit. I am so sorry. And I think I walked away after that. But then here's what happens at the next year. She herself sends me
they became neighbors. You and her became fake neighbors.
Okay, guys, when she says neighbors, it's not like we're living next to each other, but her community, the community is right across from my community where I was living at the time. She sends me a picture. You know how they do sonograms and stuff, like you're expecting a baby? Well, this one was a sonogram with a turkey in it. And she's a happy Thanksgiving. I was like, y'all are not going to let me live this down.
Never, never.
Ever.
Ever.
It was one mistake. It was hilarious. It was one mistake. That nobody's ever going to let me live down.
Nope. Sorry. It was hilarious. You know it was hilarious.
And after that, I never asked anybody again.
Yeah, no. Unless they tell you, don't.
Yep, no.
That's why I thought nobody was ever going to find out Danny was pregnant. Like, who's going to ask you?
I didn't even know she was pregnant.
She didn't tell anyone.
And apparently, she was pregnant. When was it? There was the last time I saw her. I think it was during social skills or something. And they're like, oh, she was pregnant during that time. I'm like, she was? You couldn't even fucking tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was. Sorry, I'm eating.
Nah, it's okay. I'm going to end up getting my chuchillas in a little bit.
You don't have leftovers? We have so many leftovers. I had turkey for breakfast.
We have leftovers. We ate some yesterday. I don't know if we're going to eat some today. Or we will today, maybe later tonight. But we're planning on going to this buffet that Ernesto and I love. Because we used to go to one buffet, but then after we tried this other one, it's a lot nicer. Like, the atmosphere is nicer.
Mm-hmm.
The food, there's a lot more food than the other buffet. And it's just, we like it better. It's 40 minutes away, but it's worth it. But anyways, one of the topics that we wanted to talk about were parents wanting to become RBTs so they can work with their children.
That's a Miami thing.
So, do you want to tell them the story or what you experienced recently?
So, I've been offering tutoring for people who failed the RBT exam due to language barrier. So, I got a lot of people from Miami. And what I do is I kind of do a Spanglish kind of course where I tell them all the names, all the things in English, and I just explain in Spanish, and I slowly transition to only English to help them get familiar with the terms and reading them and understanding them. So I had this lady contact me that she's like, I want to become an RBT, but I don't want to work as an RBT. And I'm like, why do you want to become an RBT? And she's like, oh, because I want to know how to manage my child. And I said, but is your child receiving ABA? She's like, yes, but the RBT only goes to the school. They don't come to the house. And I don't know or understand what they're doing. So I'm like, do you have an analyst? She's like, I have an assistant analyst and an analyst. I said, they should be providing you parent training. They should be teaching you how to manage your son's behaviors. Like, they should be meeting with you weekly. She's like, well, the BCABA meets with me sometimes, But the BCBA, I've never even met. How? I don't understand. And she's like, I want to be able to understand what they're doing to manage my kids' behaviors and how to do it so I can manage them at home. And I was so disappointed in this so-called analyst. I made a post of it on social media, and I think we shared it on both accounts
Yeah, we did.
because it's sad.
A parent shouldn't have to become an RBT to know what they're doing with, their child. A parent should be receiving that kind of support where you get parent training, if possible, getting training at the home, getting services at home, or even out in the community. Because we're all about generalizing behaviors in different settings.
I don't
So,
think a kid should be getting services just at school. That makes no sense. No sense at all. I had a kiddo that at home they had pretty good control of his behavior, and we saw him mostly at school. But whenever there was no school, we made an effort to see him at home. And I would go and provide parent training. Hey, we're doing this at school and it's working. Have you guys tried this? Why don't you try this? Here's how we do it, you know? But this mom paid for an RBT course because she didn't even do the free one. She's looking for someone that will do her initial assessment because she doesn't want to work, so she's not can't go to an agency. Plus, in Miami, agencies don't want to do the assessments. They want you to already be an RBT when you come to them. So a lot of people have to look for someone outside to do their initial assessment so that they can apply for jobs. So she's paying for that. She paid for the course. She's going to pay for the assessment. Then she's going to pay for the application. Then she's going to pay to take the test for something that the insurance covers. They pay for parent training.
Now here's the other thing. She becomes an RBT, let's say, in a year, that's going to go away because she's not getting supervision. She's not going to be able to maintain that certification. So she's just
And
throwing money down the drain.
it's not gonna help her achieve her goal.
It's not because if you don't know what they're doing at school, you're going to be trying to do different things at home, and she doesn't have an analyst or anybody to guide her on how she's supposed to
Exactly.
do or what interventions are working or what she's supposed to do.
Yep. She doesn't
So.
know when to change an intervention. She doesn't know what interventions to implement. She doesn't know, like, as an RBT, she's gonna know the basics. I don't know what the course taught her, but you and I were talking the other day. You were like, the task list doesn't include verbal operants.
It doesn't.
You know?
Which I was surprised because, I'm helping her create a 40-hour course. And so I'm creating videos with my sister. And I'm looking, I'm like, wait, we have the functions, but what about the verbal operants? Why isn't this included in the task list for the RBTs? Sorry, guys, I got a little frog in my throat. Because I think I might be getting sick. But yeah,
I think you are
so
sick.
shh. I'm gonna take emergency in a little bit, see if it goes away before I have to go back to work on Monday. Because I
It
can't
was
have this.
sad. It was sad. I told the mom, if they're not offering you parent training, you need to change agencies. But then, it's Florida. You know how things work over there. I found out that some parents are getting kickbacks for having their kids in ABA.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm not
Jesus.
surprised. I'm not
Goddamn.
surprised. It's a different world down there.
Yeah. Because in my case, it's different. I only provide services at school, but I work for the school system. So I don't really know what's going on out there anymore.
And you see, that's very different. Those kids, the ones that need it, should have in-home providers as well.
Which a lot of my kids don't.
That's sad. Why?
parents probably don't have the resources, parents that don't really care, because a lot of my cases, the stories that I hear, there's a lot of negligence. Or parents that don't want to be parents, or they're just, going with the flow, or treating them like babies,
There's also
which hinders them a lot. No, because I have one that does everything for the kid. Doesn't let them do anything themselves, doesn't go out in out in the social settings because of the behaviors. So that kid only knows home and
In
school.
school.
And then maybe once in a while, airport when they're gonna travel. That's it.
There's a lot of things that have to do with it sometimes, and I know I don't particularly like using the word, but I can't think of another one. Sometimes it's also ignorance. A lot of parents, and that's I've come across that here and I've come across in Miami, don't know. They don't know they can get OT, private OT. They
Yeah, I was going
don't
to say the
know.
limited resources too.
They don't know they can get ABA at home. They don't know that school only focuses on academics, that school's not going to work on skills that for the that the kid needs in the daily life. The
And whatever you're
school's
doing at school, the parents are not going to know what's going on unless you tell them. But even then, if you're not showing them, if you're not
It's
modeling
hard.
it for them, like it, how are they going to keep doing it at home?
Yeah. And I'm always telling my parents, get that private OT. Oh, but they have OT at school. Doesn't matter. Get the private OT.
So see, I so because I have an OT person at the school, and one of the things that for one of the parents that I did a meeting with decided not to get an outside OT because of the possibility that the OT at school and the OT, the private OT, are going to work on different things that may clash with each other. So they might work on like different strategies and stuff, and they won't be on the same page. That was the worry about getting an outside OT provider.
She can take the treatment plan from the school to the OT. The OT can call the school OT and coordinate care. And how they are
See, I
supposed to
don't know
be,
this.
they are supposed to be working on different things. The OT at school is going to be working on handwriting, on sitting, is going to be working on sensory regulation so he can sit and li listen to the story, right? The home OT might be working on dressing, might be working on making a meal, right? Brushing teeth, washing hair. They might be working on sensory regulation when you're in a crowded place, or give mom a sensory diet to follow at home. They're supposed to be working on different things. Otherwise, it's overlap of services and the insurance is gonna deny it.
Maybe that's something I could bring up. I don't know. This is my first experience working in a school setting, so I know there are certain things I can't say.
I was
Like,
gonna
I can't
say,
recommend outside stuff because apparently the school could be liable to pay for it. So I'm just like, fuck. How do I recommend without actually recommending?
I would stay out of anything that has to do with OT.
No. I'm not OT, but even ABA. Obviously, we would love that these kids have ABA
Oh,
services outside
what
of the
if?
school.
I don't know what the rules are, but you should talk with your analyst. What if you say, hey, if you guys have a home ABA, I would love to chat with her so we can coordinate care.
Yeah, I'd have to talk to her and see. Because she was
Maybe
able
that's.
to kind of help me reword, because I have the kid that I told you about that possibly has PICA. And so she gave me a how to tell the parent that they're eating, inedible things, and mostly ask questions like, oh, is this something that you that has ever happened at home, or has this been brought up to your primary, things like that, but not directly saying, hey, it's pica, I think this could be pica, you should talk to your primary physician. But yeah, so gonna have to do some rewording as well there.
So if a kiddo has ringworm and the teacher notices it, she cannot tell the parent, hey, he has ringworm, take him to the doctor because then the school is liable to pay for it?
See, that I don't know, because I actually had a student who had ringworm or some type of shit, because it was a little thing on the eyebrow, and they kept saying that she's supposed to have it covered up. Mm-hmm. But she always comes to school without that thing covered up. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, and you can't take it to the clinic to put it on, to put up like a Band-Aid over it? And they tried once, but then it kept coming off. So I honestly, I'm like I said, I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. I don't know what things you can or can't say. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
It's just take it one day at a time.
That's all we can do. You know, I feel bad for that mom. I feel bad for the profession.
Is there any updates on that mom? Because what about something as simple as changing the analyst?
I sent her links to the company we used to work at, another mm-hmm. company I used to work at, and my friend's company. Because I did tell her, like, you might need to switch. But again, I don't know if she's getting a kickback. Jesus. And I'm not going to ask.
Why?
Because I don't want to know.
What if she says yes?
Exactly. I don't want to know. What if she says yes? Exactly. My least of my problems is her saying no.
That sucks.
I don't know what to tell you. But I have another meeting with her. We're going to talk again. I need to circumvent any. Pero si mi niño hace esto, ¿qué hago? Because it's a minefield.
Oh, she's gonna try to ask you. So,
well, I don't know if she's gonna try or not, but everybody always does.
Isn't it considered unethical for us to give advice? Okay,
that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna have to circumvent that.
Jesus,
you know, so.
It sucks when you see a problem and there's not really much you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because shit, when you told me this story, like me as an RBT and from my experience, I've gone to the school, to the home, out in the community, provided the parent training myself. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I can't imagine another company not doing that.
I can easily. I know what's out there. I was at a company that I never even put that on my resume, and I made sure they removed me off their Medicaid because it was so bad. But the thing is, the company was owned by people who are not analysts. So you can't do anything. You can't report them to the board. So first, they wanted me to be responsible supervisor for like 50 or 45 RBTs.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, and I was like, how am I supposed to give 50 to 45 RBT supervision? And they were like, well, the services are provided in an open room. You just be there and walk around. And I was like, what? Exactly.
Exactly. What?
But before they threw that on me, I had one or two clients, right? Mm-hmm. So I sat down with one, and they were teaching him how to write letters. But when he would write a letter wrong, the RBT would have him do it over and over again, 10 times. Like it was overcorrection. I'm like, you're using punishment. Or I think it was if he pronounced it wrong. I don't remember what it was because it was a lifetime ago. And then they're like, we need you to write X amount of assessments per week, and you can't request less than 30 hours. All kids need to have 30 hours. Because I wasn't too sure about the company, I told them I could do 5 hours. So one day I go in for my shift, and the woman calls me to her office, and she's like, this 5-hour thing is not working for me. You either come full time or we got to end the contract. And I looked at her, and you made me drive all the way over here to tell me that. That was a phone call. You just wasted my time. And I said, no worries. Contract ends now. I didn't like how things were going there. And they had. The clinical director was a psychologist. She was not mm-hmm. a behavior analyst. And she kept pushing us to do stuff that we were like, no, No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not signing for that. She couldn't have anybody under her because she was a psychologist. Even though for that short time the board did allow it, I think they changed that back now. I hope they did because that was a disaster. Complete disaster.
Jesus. And you can't report the company, even if it's not owned by analysts, or you can't report the company itself for doing unethical stuff like that.
To the board, no.
Wow. So it's almost like they found a loophole so they can't get in trouble.
Yeah, because what's the board gonna do?
Well, I mean, it's an ABA company that is doing unethical stuff.
I could have reported the RBTs, and it was another analyst that was there, but the other analyst was on the same camp I was, and she left soon after I did. Even though the other day I spoke with her, and she's like, "Well, you stayed longer than I did." I was like, "Nah, you were already working there when I got there, and you were still working there when I left." But I'm not gonna argue with you because you can have your own reality. I'm okay.
And I would have said it. Like, no. You were working there and still working there when I left. That's just me.
And she was full time. I only gave them 5 hours a week.
So like 1 hour a day, or you would go 5 hours
No,
one day.
5 hours one day. It's like the scheduling and the math just doesn't work out. I'm like, pfft.
See ya.
See ya. See ya. They're still in business, though. They're pretty
Shit,
big and
dude.
well known. You see their little buses running around all over the place. I think you already know who they are.
No, wait, maybe I don't know. But
I
damn.
don't know. Yeah. Alrighty.
You gotta tell me the name of the company when
When we
one
stop.
day. Yeah.
On that note, we're at an hour and a half. I'm getting sleepy, and it's almost time to go pick up my son from work. We'll talk to everybody in 2 weeks. Will be April, March, so happy Easter. Spring break. God is not gonna. Do you work spring break?
No, I do not.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. All right. Okay, so talk to everybody later.